Moving on to action item number 11, discussion and possible action on amendment to pollution control revenue bonds of Texas Competitive Electric Holdings. John Hawes.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is another bond issue, but it's not really our bond issuance. Technically, it's in our name, but this is an example of the pollution control bonds that we have done from time to time with either what was formerly TXU or Reliant years ago. This is actually some bonds that have already been issued that we are being requested by Texas Competitive Electric Holdings, which, of course, is the successor to TXU, that is wanting to amend those bonds that they're, of course, again, they're in our name, but the full faith and credit and repayment are required by the TXU entity. But they would like to amend those bonds in a way that would allow them to be remarketed in a more favorable way. There's no financial impact, risk, or issue with the Brazos River Authority, but it does require the board's approval in order to do that. And that's what this resolution is. And I'll be happy to answer any questions if some are not as familiar, but we have in excess of $1 billion of debt outstanding that has been issued over the years associated with these type of bonds. Again, it's not our credit or obligation to repay in it, but they have to issue them in our name in order to get tax-exempt financing. They cannot issue. And by the way, for those that may not understand, they obviously build large projects, large utility projects, of which a portion of them, things like pollution control and various other aspects, are eligible for tax-exempt financing, obviously to encourage those type of things. And so a portion of their project can be financed through tax-exempt debt, and that's what the debt is that we are called upon or asked to issue. We do receive a fee in the original issuance of that debt. We do have an agreement with the entities, either, again, Texas Competitive Energy Holdings or other utilities, where they'll pay us a fee for that. But in the remarketing, there's no fee associated with what we're doing here. We just have to, we're just asking for your approval to do so. And again, if there's any questions, again, Mark Malvo with McCall Parkhurst is the bond counsel that represents us and drew up the documents. And then we also have Representative John Lang, I believe, back here with Texas Competitive Energy Holdings that is back here if there's any specific questions about it. Otherwise, unfortunately, there's a sort of a long resolution again on this one. But.
Any questions for John? Successor to?
Yeah.
Okay, John, is this the, let's ask John.
Yes.
The question is, Texas Competitive Electric Holding, is that the successor to TXU?
Yes, it is. And if John could explain more about the organizational, but exactly, that is the successor entity.
So we're giving them greater flexibility in financing the existing outstanding bond.
It allows them to change, in effect, to reset the interest rates. And John, you might correct me, to allow them to reset the interest rates at differing times, which allows them to refinance their debt more advantageously. It has no impact on us financially whatsoever. It just gives them the opportunity to do that. And they need to amend that in order to do so.
Okay. Any other questions? John, if you would read the resolution, please.
The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its October 27, 2008 meeting. Whereas Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the issuer, is a political subdivision of the state of Texas created and functioning as a conservation reclamation district under Article 3 XVI, Section 59 of the Texas Constitution, pursuant to Chapter 8502, Special District Local Laws Code, in parentheses, the Issuer Act. Whereas the issuer has previously issued and there remain outstanding the following series of bonds, collectively the TXU bonds, in accordance with the provisions of Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, Chapter 1207, Texas Government Code, Chapter 30, Texas Water Code, and the Issuer Act, in parentheses, collectively the Act. Brazos River Authority Pollution Control Revenue Refunding Bonds, in parentheses, TXU Electric Company Project, Series 2001L, the Series 2001L bonds, and Brazos River Authority Pollution Control Revenue Refunding Bonds, TXU Energy Company LLC Project, Series 2002A, in parentheses, the Series 2000A bonds. Whereas the board, in approving the issuance of the TXU bonds through the adoption of the respective bond resolutions, has also approved certain instruments and actions related thereto, and in particular approved instruments with respect to each series of the TXU bonds between the issuer and the Bank of New York as trustee, in parentheses, the trustee, each style trust indenture, each in an indenture, and collectively the indentures, in accordance with which the issuer has provided for the issuance of the TXU bonds. Whereas Texas Competitive Electric Holdings Company, LLC, in parentheses, the company has requested that the issuer approve amendments to the indentures for the purpose of providing the company more flexibility as to when it may convert TXU bonds. Whereas the board has been advised by the bond council that the amendments to the indentures that have been requested by the company may be made with applicable bondholder consent with respect to each series of the TXU bonds. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, for the purposes cited in the preambles hereto, which preambles are hereby incorporated herein and made a part hereof for all purposes, and in accordance with the terms of the indentures and the act, and the issuer hereby approves the form of the amendment of each indenture, which presented to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority at the October 27, 2008 meeting as follows. Exhibit A, with respect to the 2001 I bonds, and Exhibit B, with respect to the Series 2002 A bonds. Section 2, the amendments with respect to the indentures that is provided for herein, collectively the amendments, shall become effective upon I, the satisfaction of all provisions of the indentures pertaining to the amendments, including but not limited to the extent required, the delivery to the issuer of an opinion or opinions of McCall, Parkhurst, and Horton, LLP, the issuer's bond counsel, to the effect that all requirements of the indentures have been satisfied with respect to the validity of the amendments, 2I, the execution of the amendments by appropriate officers of the issuer as provided below in the trustee. 3I, receipt by the issuer of written approvals of the amendments by the company and if applicable, the requisite number of bondholders in the agreement of the company to indemnify and hold issue and hold the issuer harmless with respect to such amendments, in parentheses, the indemnity. And 4I, the receipt of the issuer of a consent of the bank, if applicable. The presiding officer and assistant presiding officer of the board are each hereby authorized to execute the indentures on behalf of the issuer, and the assistant secretary of the board is hereby authorized to attest the signature of the presiding officer and the assistant presiding officer thereon. Section 3, each of the presiding officer and assistant presiding officer of the board is hereby authorized to execute the indemnity to evidence the acceptance thereof on behalf of the issuer. Section 4, the general manager slash CEO of the issuer is authorized to take appropriate administrative action on behalf of the issuer under applicable federal tax law that may be necessary to preserve the tax-exempt treatment of the TXU bonds, and such delegation is hereby confirmed with respect to any such action that may be required in connection with the implementation of the amendments. Section 5, the presiding officer and assistant presiding officer are authorized to make such changes to the forms of the amendments as, with the advice of bond counsel, conforms with the objectives of the amendments, which are to provide the company with flexibility as to when it may convert TXU bonds.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Do I hear a motion to accept? Moved by Ball, seconded by Zaccanino. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCloy?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Brady?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carrava?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore? Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Very much. We'll take a quick break and then we'll go into executive session afterwards. Get up everybody and stretch your legs.
I think it's good.